Well, look at that. It's 7:15. We're going to play one more Christmas song. That's it. That's it for the year. I promise. One more Christmas song, and then we're having the Twang Trust New Year's Eve dance party. Yes, indeed. This song, this is a fine song to get us there, I might add. Yes, this is a fine way to kick off a New Year's Eve dance party. This is our old pal Neville Quinlan from Toronto, Ontario. Right, Neville?
I can't do this, really. I would have begged. This is NQR Buckle, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
People. some of yours. I'll give you some of mine. Chris, you want it bad, you got it.
is Eric Amble, also known as Roscoe. I play the Big Dumb Rock and Roll. You are listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, babe.
Welcome to the Twang Trust New Year's Eve dance party. Yes, indeed. We just had ABBA. Before that was the OJs, and started it all off with Casey and the Sunshine Band. Yes, indeed. What else are you going to do on New Year's Eve? We're coming to you live from the Twang Trust Lounge over here on the west side of town. Yep, yep. Actually, that was the Yahoos. I shouldn't fun with you, huh? That was a double shot of the Yahoos there. We heard their version of Dancing Queen from their first album, Fear Not the Obvious. And then we heard Love Train from their newest, a contender for Best of the Year, for sure. Put the Hammer Down was their album of 2006. Yes, indeed. Didn't quite make my top 10, but it was bubbling under. It was bubbling under. Doing some fine bubbling, too. And we started that whole thing off with our old pal Chuck Prophet doing Casey and the Sunshine Band's Boogie Shoes. Hope you got your boogie shoes on. This is the Twang Trust Dance Party. Only 28 minutes left, but we're going to wear those soles out. Yes, indeed. Hey, were you here last week? Did you hear the big interview with Serge? It was quite exciting. We had Serge Blanco from Marat on the show last week. We were talking about all things Christmassin' and rockin' and stuff. You can go check the show out at www.twangtrust.ca if you're so inclined. And why wouldn't you be? It's my most listened to show ever. In fact, Serge's wife has a blog, and she mentioned the show on her blog, which is apparently a much read thing. And was raving about the show. And now millions upon millions of people are tuning into the Twang Trust on the World Wide Web. It's very exciting. I only wish I was getting royalties or something. But, of course, nobody else is either. So it's all well and good. We're going to have a bit of a reprise of, well, not quite last week. We did the same thing the week before last. And it sounded so happening. I thought, wow. We got to do this on the big New Year's Eve dance party. So we're going to. Yes, we are. We're going to do it, in fact, right about now, I think. This is some pals of Marat. Three ladies known as the Shalitas. We need some hot babes here at our party. And they don't come any hotter than the Shalitas. You ready, girls? They're ready.
days when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, cause I was a-driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust. 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they was standing still. Then all of a sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. The remark was made, that's the car for me. But within the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. But I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck, I crossed my fingers just for luck. The fenders clicking, the guardrail close, the guy beside me, white as a ghost. They thought I had lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the roadway just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass. But when I did, I'd be short on gas. Side. You can feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly. And a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. Down in the depths, he started rocking. I looked in the mirror and the red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for them? I'm at $600 down here, now 10 and now 25 and now 35 and now 50 now 60, will they give me 60 now 75, 75 another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, now $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30 bid, I'm on my $30, will you give me 30, who did the bid, a $30 bid? $30 bid, now $35, will you give me $35 to make it $35 to bid of $35? Who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, and I'll have $40, 40, will you give me 40, make it 40, bid, and I'm all of $40, on we live 40, who'd bid a $40 bid? $40 bid, and I'll 45, will you give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid at a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land, and it pauses and gives that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, and I'll bid it all. 50, will they give me 50? Make it 50, bid it all. $50, will they give me 50? Who'd bid the $50 bid? $50 bid, and I'll 55. Will they give me 55? Make it right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for them? I have a 25 to get 35, another 50, make a 50, bit of wrong, 50, now 60, we lick him, 60, now 75, now 85, now 95, 100, now 25, now 50, 75, now 2, now 3, now 4, now 5, now 6, now 7, now 8, now 9, now 10.
1, 2, 3, 4. As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, a pretty little girl I chanced to meet. We danced by the light of the moon. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Dance by the light of the moon. With a hole in her stocking.
Well, looks like that's it for 2006 here on the Twang Trust. It's been a heck of a year. I'm glad you could spend a chunk of it with me. But it won't be anything like the year coming up. That's my prediction. Yes, indeed. It's been a slice, kids, and, well, yeah, we'll be back next year. Don't worry. And until then, just remember, the light at the end of the tunnel is you. See you next week.